I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today.
No Michael K!
Oh yeah! For life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K Show. No Michael K.
No Michael.
Because the Yankees are underway shortly. Mets, by the way, find themselves up 6-1 on the Pirates. 6-1.
Yay!
Peter and Don. On a, what is it, Wednesday, Don?
All day.
Thank you. a lot to get to today, Don, in the world of sports. First of all, how are you?
I'm good, man. It's a weird day. It started out nice and sunny. Now it's a little overcast, but it's not raining yet. It's supposed to. But I got the Mets on, and they're up 6-1 in the seventh, looking to sweep the Pirates like animals. Got the Yankees starting right now, trying to avoid getting swept. What a turn of events, Peter. What a change in the New York baseball landscape all of a sudden. Maybe it's early. Maybe we should wait and see what's going to happen.
Are you saying that a couple of weeks ago, and remember just before WrestleMania, and I accused Michael of getting a little bit giddy about how bad. Remember, just a moment. And you defended him at the time, but then you heard it later. There was a little giddiness about, you know, doesn't help the Mets' case that the Yankees are playing such great ball. Now I look up at my screen and I see another Met win on the horizon, a team that's playing pretty good baseball.
Now, please, do not misunderstand this, and we'll talk baseball a little bit later on when this game is over and whatever happens with the Yankees. I know my role as a Met fan, and I'm not saying the Mets are great and the Mets going to the playoffs. I'm just saying that it's a little early to start making judgments at 0-5, including their play-by-play guy, Gary Cohen. The sky was falling. The season is over. We've hit rock bottom. And now, with a win today, they could be 10-3 in the next 13 games. And now the Yankees, who looked unbeatable, you know, have lost three in a row. And I don't think either one is any kind of an indication on how things are going to finish. You know why? Because there's like 145 games left. So let's pump the brakes on everything. Enjoy the games. But, God, if you're freaking out about Rizzo's injuries and Judge hitting 200 and the Mets bullpen. And like, dude, can we just...
By the way, Don, you are in the middle of Diamond Notes. You are in the middle of Diamond Notes brought to you by London
Jewelers. Show me something then. What do you do with that?
Because we're not, Don and I agreed quickly, we're not going to do baseball here up front, but we'll squeeze in the Diamond Notes to talk about it because we got to get to basketball and talk some New York Knicks basketball. Bill Belichick's in the news, so we'll get there in a second. But I will say one more thing on the baseball of it all. If you're Gary Cohen, and I don't know because I haven't watched a lot of, I have them on right now, but I haven't watched a lot of Mets broadcasts. At some point here, if they continue to play well, or maybe it's already happened, you have to poke fun at his comments of rock bottom, don't you?
Of course. Now, he could come out looking good saying, all I was telling you is it feels like rock bottom. And that's how every Met fan felt. There were being no hit in the seventh inning of in an empty building, and they were 0-5. So you can applaud him and say, hey, honesty out of the announcer. But also, should it be that grim when it was game six?
I mean, rock bottom can't be that early. It just can't be. Can't even feel quite rock bottom. And by the way, buildings are empty on random game days like that. It wasn't even a surprisingly empty building. So anyways, that's Diamond Notes brought to you by London Jewelers. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their seven locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Knicks fans, we need to talk to you today and immediately. It's imperative that we discuss who Knicks fans would rather get between the Sixers and the Heat. That is underway tonight. And Don, we saw last night just how critical these play-in games and how much, I mean, obviously, you're the Golden State Warriors. You're now thinking about the future. As you put it on our pre-show call, you're sort of having a Pittsburgh Penguin conversation with Steph Curry as Sid Crosby, and what do you do in Golden State? And right. if you're the Lakers, you're thinking about, well, we won, and well, now we have to play the Denver Nuggets at the two.
But it's so odd to me. I stumbled upon this. I didn't bring it up at the meeting. And it wasn't because I wanted to keep it fresh and surprise you. I actually literally just stumbled upon this. So I'm going to bring it up. We talk about the disrespect that everybody outside of Perk has about the Knicks' chances. I just stumbled upon the current odds to win the championship from ESPN Bet.
All right. I'm interested.
So who has the highest odds?
6-1. The highest odds to win the championship.
Yes.
The Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics are a plus 150.
First.
Number one.
And you're asking
To win the conference, they're minus 195.
Yeah, no, that's got to be right. Because, it just has to be. I'm sorry. And by the way, I don't say that as a cocky Celtics fan. I totally could see as disappointing. But everybody else, if the Bucks had been the Bucks all year, then they would be right there, but they haven't been, right?
No.
And as great as the Knicks story is, it would still certainly be a surprise to the league if they win the conference. So the Celtics being the favorite is what makes sense. And again, if Embiid had been healthy all year, maybe that's a different conversation. Yeah. All right, so Don, I would say second to win the title in odds has to be the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, the Denver Nuggets are a plus 300 to win the championship, plus 130 to win their conference. Then that makes sense, too, that the defending champions, that a two seed in the West, no zero issue with that, right?
So now third.
Now it becomes interesting.
Yeah, my guess would be, understanding this is all very stupid, and it could be something like the Lakers or something that makes no sense. But my guess would be the Oklahoma City Thunder would be third.
Yeah, you're right. They're 14-1 to win the championship, plus 550 to come out of the West. Now, listen, it's just...
Plus 550. Wow.
Plus 550 to win the conference.
That's crazy.
Now, it's all stupid, but the reason I throw it in there is that, Vegas, they get paid to know, to see through all, right, so all hold, the so stuff.
And so we're at four now. Who is fourth overall in the NBA? Are you going to tell me it's the New York Knicks?
Oh, no. I will not tell you that.
Is it going to be the Dallas Mavericks?
Oh, the Dallas Mavericks? No, it's not Dallas, but close.
Close in proximity?
I got Dallas. It's not that close. Dallas is at 16-1.
It's a Western. Oh, Minnesota.
Where are you finding this, by the way, Don?
I just punched it up.
Wait, Anthony, are you about to tell us this?
Well, wait a minute. I am on an article that came out yesterday morning.
Well, I'm on the ESPN Bet app.
All right, and it says odds current as a publication time for most odds go to ESPN Bet. It's an ESPN article that I just punched up.
So the Mavericks and Thunder both have plus 1,400, and now they're the fourth highest odds to win the championship, according to the app right now.
Mavs
there is somebody in between
tie.
The Nuggets, Mavericks, and Thunder.
So why don't you take over since you have that you seem to be updated? So you have the Mavericks at what?
Mavericks and Thunder are both plus 1,400. Okay. They are fourth highest odds for the championship. There's somebody in between the Nuggets and the Mavericks. But I know what Don's getting at here.
Oh, it's the Clippers.
The Clippers are at plus 1,200. But Don's point is where the Knicks – forget where they land in terms of championship winner. Where do they land, do you think, in the East?
I mean, why not have them as second in the East?
They are not second.
No.
Oh, they're disrespected like that.
Well, where do you think they have them?
Okay, so hold on. They have them behind Milwaukee.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee's at plus 750. They're second.
Do they have them behind Cleveland?
They do not have them behind Cleveland.
No.
What about Miami or Philadelphia?
Okay. And this is where it gets interesting.
Okay,
the Philadelphia 76ers are plus 850 to win the East. Third, the Knicks plus 1100. So what Don was talking about in the pre-show meeting was, I would bet that if the Sixers win tonight, they'd be favored over the Knicks. And if ESPN bet gives us any indication, he would be correct.
And where do they have Miami?
Miami is plus 1,500. So they would believe that the Knicks would be favored over the Heat,
here's
imagine,
why.
Based
the
on
Knicks,
that.
But here's why those odds are different. Because the Sixers' odds are so strong, they don't have Miami winning against the Sixers.
Correct.
The Knicks, we know, are going to be there. Miami, if they lose to the Sixers, may not make it at all. But the odds I was looking at is that they've got right now, from an odd standpoint, the Knicks and the Heat both at 40-1. So there is a possibility that the Knicks, according to Vegas, will be the dog against either Philadelphia or Miami. So the question is, why? Why is it? Is it a disrespect to the Knicks? Is it an over-respect to Miami or Philadelphia? Like, why is that the case? We're high on the Knicks. They were the 2 seed. Why is everybody disrespecting them? Is it a hate for the Garden? Is it a hate for Dolan? Is it a disrespect? I think the answer lies in the fact that the experts, and I would definitely put Vegas in the expert territory, wouldn't you?
You have to. Yeah, sure.
They don't respect where you finish in the conference because most of these teams don't care about the regular season. Do you know who cares about the regular season, Peter? Do you know who cares about the regular season?
Gamblers do because they watch 82 games a year.
No, the Knicks care about the regular season.
Oh,
so
damn right,
what I think the experts are saying is that the Knicks finishing second is fugazi because they're the one team that cared when everybody else didn't. Look at Miami. They were in the play-in last year. They went to the finals. Now, Philadelphia might just be most of the year they played without Embiid. But they're not looking at the Knicks finishing in second. They're looking at, we believe that if everybody tried in the regular season and if everybody was healthy in the regular season, then the Heat and the Sixers would be better than the Knicks. That's what they're saying. Now, whether you want to believe that or not, that's up to you, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-919-3776. But what it tells me is not hating on the Knicks, not disrespecting the Knicks, maybe not even not believing in the Knicks. What they're saying is the Knicks are a product of the one team that tries in a league that doesn't try. How else would you explain the fact that everybody wants to play the Orlando Magic, who are the highest of the teams they could have possibly played? Then it's the Pacers. Then it's Miami or Philadelphia. As you went down the standings, it got tougher.
Now, if you're a Knicks fan, you're going to hate this take. But the idea that essentially you don't have a good gauge on who the Knicks will be in the playoffs because they've played harder than everyone all season long.
Right.
Now, it's a brilliant take, Don. Because, of course, the hope would be that this level of hard play, the thing that sort of, honestly, all Tibbs teams are sort of marked by. And, Don, just to be clear, it's also the marking of a Jay Wright team. I mean, Villanova players, when you go to Villanova, you literally get hustle points in practice, right? Like, it is built into the culture of how they play. Now, you would like to think that as a result of that, they're just going to be a harder playing team than everybody all the time. But to Don's point, is it possible, as we saw last week, that when they played the Celtics, yeah, the Celtics started everybody, but they take their foot off the gas. And the Knicks never seem to take their foot off the gas.
And that's what I love about this team. And that's what makes the problem I have with the NBA is everything that I love about the Knicks. No load management. They care every night. Now, you look at the NHL that has basically the same schedule. The teams finish where they're supposed to finish because there isn't load management and it looks like everybody wants to finish as high as possible. The NBA doesn't have a history of that. The NBA has a history of, I just want to get in. And so, but as fans, we value, hey, the Knicks finished in second. The Cleveland Cavaliers threw a game for the matchup. The Knicks would have been better off throwing the game against the Bulls because they would have gotten a better matchup. They don't do that. And I love that about them, and they're respecting the game, and I think it's terrific. And I think that's why I want this Knicks team to stick it right up you know where to this entire league and run the table and win it all. But that's why
it's exactly why you fear playing the Miami Heat, who you think there's a chance haven't even started playing yet.
But am I wrong?
You just don't even know. No,
that, but that's the thing. Now the Celtics, they deserve to be the best team. So that's why I say if they lose in the conference final, I mean, I would feel like a victory. But with all these other teams, but I do think there's something wrong with the Bucks. Like, I don't think the Bucks mailed it. I think the Bucks are broken. But the two teams that the Knicks are playing, one of them is because they didn't have Embiid all year. And what's their record? Like 31-8 with Embiid? And yeah, this Miami team that's got a history of just whatever, just drop them in. You could drop them into a bocce match on a cruise ship in the Caribbean, and they'd win the championship. Like, it doesn't seem to matter to them. The circumstances, they just have it in their DNA.
So
do they care?
In a second, Don and I will reveal who we believe, if you're a Knicks fan, you should want to face in the first round. But first, let me give you the Yankee starting lineup on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. I would. Yankees Blue Jays underway right now. Volpe, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Torres, Verdugo, Cabrera, Wells, and Stroman on the hill. For the Yankees, that, of course, is your Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea, a proud sponsor of the K-Show and the official hot tea of the Yankees and Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. So, on the count of three, Don, let's just say who we each believe the Knicks are better off facing between the Sixers and the Heat. Okay, I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then after three, we say it. Okay?
So three, then we go.
This is going to be a drop, by the way.
Three, then we go. Okay, ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Heat.
Miami.
That actually wasn't as bad as I thought it could be.
It could have went worse, but I'm with you. It's got to be the Heat for me, not because they don't scare me. Of course they do. I never sleep on the Miami Heat. I don't want to hear from Griffin thinking that we are. But I have a tendency to believe that the magic from last year's Heat team, I don't know. It's not the same team this season. I don't see them turning it on the same way. The Knicks are not the same team as last season. I like the Knicks in that series much more than I like the idea of you end up getting stuck on against a full-strength Joel Embiid and the Sixers. I'm good on that.
That's the thing, is that, now he's not 100%. And I don't think either of us are saying, Peter, that they can't win. But I just think, I think I'd rather play Miami.
Let's see what the people think, shall we?
Yeah, I want to hear. I'm curious.
1-800-919-3776. Mike in Roxbury wants to jump right in on the Miami-Philly convo. What up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How are you?
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
Good. So, first off, I think Philly gets the respect because of Embiid being the prior MVP. I think Miami gets the respect more than anything else because the Spoelstra is going to be a Hall of Fame coach. And I'd much rather face the Heat because I think it's going to add an extra chip to Brunson's shoulder already to want to beat them after last year. I'd much rather face Miami because I think it just adds that extra little bit of juice for the Knicks.
So
especially this team.
So let me get Peter. Let me dig deeper into Mike's thinking. Mike isn't afraid of either of these two teams. So he'd rather have the Heat because of the prestige of beating the Heat. So you don't fear either of these teams then.
No, I don't. I think we can take both of them, but I just think it adds more juice for the Knicks in their locker room to want to take out the Heat. That extra charge for them.
But take that away. It's team A and team B. You have no history, no geographic, no rivalry. Who do you think they'd match up better with?
I think they'd match up better with the Heat because of Embiid and because of Maxey. You know, because of the Joes on the floor, I think is going to matter.
Okay, so it's not like you want the Heat because of the rivalry, even though it might be a tougher matchup, you still think Miami's the easier matchup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, but I respect that, Pete. I like where Mike is coming from.
Thank you for the call, bud.
Well, the beating the Sixers is not nothing either, Peter. I mean, that's a rival.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
there's something about Spoelstra and the Heat. They probably feel much better beating the Heat, right?
Listen, if it's a full-strength if you get Embiid and you beat the Sixers, I feel great about either one. But, yeah, certainly there's a level of respect because of Spoelstra that's just different. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. My only thing is I think you guys are just overrating the Knicks. They're a 50-win team in the East, and the East isn't even good. They'd be a playing team in the West, and I think it's going to be Philly in 5 or Miami in 6. That's my opinion. One player, and he's like 6'1".
I'm not mad at you. I mean, I do think they're better than you're giving them credit for, but you make some good points. They would be a playing team in the West. I do think there's a lot there. I mean, I think they've got an MVP candidate.
Just one more thing. The whole thing, you guys are missing Randall, but you guys always talk about the Randall handle at the end of the games. I think it's not a big missing piece. Brunson should be talked about as the MVP, but I got to give it to my guy, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He killed it this year.
Listen, you made a great call, but unfortunately I have to invalidate the whole thing because the Knicks record would have them as the 5 seed in the West. But besides that, it was a great call. I mean, you can't take a dump 50 wins, regardless of what conference you're in.
Right,
50 wins in the West, Don, would make you the Dallas
Mavericks. But I'm not mad at the overall point that we might be overrating them.
But it also doesn't make sense. They play in the East. So do the Heat and the Sixers, okay? So the idea of being like, well, they're a 50-win team in the East. They're going to lose in 5 to the Heat. Why? Well, what have the Heat been doing all year? The Heat have been a bad team in the East.
But I was just talking about the overall point of, all right, you're the second best team in the East. Does that necessarily mean that we should be grading them as a championship caliber team? Like, are all these teams kind of just also rans to Boston, and it really doesn't matter at the end of the day? But it does in the sense, well, somebody's going to have to play Boston in the conference final, so it might as well be the Knicks.
If
you believe the Knicks are the second best team in the NBA, then I think you're overrating them. But being the second best team in what could be a weaker conference, that's not nothing. Still something.
I mean, especially when you consider the fact that the fan base, if this team were to go to the conference finals and play the Celtics tough and lose 4-2 in the conference finals, Don, this season would have exceeded any Knicks fan's reasonable expectation.
Right.
It would be a monster success.
Yeah.
So, overrating them, I mean, no, we're giving them a chance to go to the conference finals. At no point have we said we think they're winning the championship.
No.
But this is a team that is incredibly gritty. Obviously, the Gilgeous-Alexander is a totally reasonable argument to make for MVP, but so is Jalen Brunson. I don't care if he's 6'1 or not.
Yeah, Jalen, all the more reason he should win.
I know. I don't. Listen, I guarantee you, Jalen Brunson does not turn it off in the playoffs. We're gonna get plenty of Jalen Brunson.
But I do think there is something to the fact that they finished in second because they wanted to, and I'm not sure anybody else cared. So that's on them. Now they're gonna have to turn it on. Here's an advantage. Here's an angle. While everybody has to flip the switch on, the Knicks already have theirs on. They've been playing playoff quality basketball for the last 2 months. You don't think that could possibly be an advantage?
Absolutely could be. Or, like you said earlier, we find out they've already been playing playoff basketball, nobody else has, and we're desperately disappointed.
That's why we play the games, man.
That's all we can do, Don. That's all we can do. Now, we'll get to more of your phone calls, and we got to talk about this Bill Belichick story in a minute as well. But New York, it's me, Peter, for
Hi.
Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Hey, did you hear about the 30 for 30 sale? Come get some. You can take up to 30% off MSRP during the next 30 days on brand-new Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XEs, Gladiators, Wagoneers, Grand Wagoneers, all up to 30% off MSRP. Go to visit Michelle Scalise right now. Go up and check her out during this Jeep celebration event, and come get some.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. By the way, Mets game over yet, Don?
No, they're in the bottom of the eighth. 7-1.
There
you go. Bases loaded, one out. How about that?
Yeah. Love it. So you got an afternoon Met game. They're dominating. Yankees 0-0 with the Blue Jays. Tonight, the Islanders close out the regular season against my Pittsburgh Penguins.
Who are out.
Doesn't matter. So with coverage immediately following us right here on 98.7, that is Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly.
Now,
are you ready to, like,
well, just
ahead.
Quickly, just with Pittsburgh out, Detroit's out, Philly's out, Rangers play Washington in the first round. Most likely
believe me, I know.
One on Sunday.
I got a text yesterday from my dear friend Jerry, whose real name is not Jerry, but Jody, and hoping I could get him into a game. Little does he know what I'm dealing with up here. He would think that I'm a mover and a shaker. That's what he's mistaken.
Used to be.
Maybe I could squeeze him into one. You know what I mean? I'll sneak
it's
in.
Possible.
Maybe I score him one ticket, and then I would have to, you know, sneak my way into the building. But perhaps I would do that. But then, of course, you know, I'd be bringing in a Caps fan. That's what I.
Yeah, that doesn't make you look good.
Well, he doesn't. But he's a classy person. He's not going to wear an Ovechkin jersey. But he's also not going to be wearing a Brian Leetch jersey. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to, you know, no, I'm not going to take this risk early. It's too early.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, I'll go to Danny in Orlando. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how we doing tonight?
Good.
So I'm back and forth, but I do kind of lean more toward the Sixers. And the reason why is I feel like you could put OG at an OB on Maxi. You could put Josh Hart on Tobias Harris or Buddy Hield, whichever one needs it more. And you have four big bodies who you can keep throwing at Embiid if you have to, between Hardenstein, Robinson, and Sims. So, I mean, I just feel like we match up a little better against them. I feel like Embiid is an easier guard for them than Adebayo the way he plays.
And Embiid may not be 100%, which helps.
Yeah, and you also have bad memories of trying to match up with the Heat, so I get you. Good call, Danny. Thank you. Let's go to, I forgot it's Would You Wednesday. Let's go to Anthony. He's got a Would You Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Hey, what's up, guys? Don and Peter. Love you guys. It's weird hearing you on the radio and then hearing Michael on the TV. I like when all three of you are together, but I'll take it. So I got a would you for you. I'm the one who called in last week, and I asked about the chicken versus the orangutan fight.
Yes.
I got a different one for you today. So would you rather, let's say you achieve full personal satisfaction, however you define that. You get all the money in the world, you have your dream job, whatever it may be, whatever, when you're envisioning an ideal life, that's what you get. But once a day, every day, you don't know when it's going to happen, it happens completely at random, you soil yourself. once a day. Okay. Chocolate soft serve in your pants, as Don would say.
In your pants?
Or...
we like to call the Calgary.
Yeah, exactly. Or would you like to keep your current life, but you have to urinate 30 times a day?
Well, I'm on my way to doing that anyway, so let's go with the latter. Once you get to a certain age, 30 is inevitable times a day, and half of them at night, so I would definitely take the latter.
Don, you get your dream life, you just get chocolate soft serve in your pants once a day?
Now, I know we're not supposed to ask questions. Do I get to wear a diaper so nobody knows? Or like every day it's like, oh, my God. And people running away from me. He's like, oh, no, it's that time of day. Look out.
Oh, my God.
Like if it's going to be traumatic every day, then I got a good life. I'm very happy. I'm in Zen. And go to the bathroom 30 times? Listen, urination is nothing, Peter. But if you're telling – now, if I got to wear Depends – but even that, then I got to go get changed. It's irritating.
But Don, you're skipping the rest of it.
What is it?
He said your ideal. Anthony, didn't he say whatever your ideal life is that you picture? So like, you're also not having to work. You're just spending time with your kids. You're hanging at the pool. You're watching Bluey and hockey. Right. Maybe Don, you still want to call games, and they go, oh, you want to do the Rangers? No problem. We'll set up a studio in your house. You can call it from home. Chocolate soft serve in your pants. Right. Doesn't even matter.
No, so it does, because you just mentioned them in the pool. What if the chocolate soft serve happens in the pool? Now everybody's got to get out of the pool, and nobody wants to go in the pool with Dad, because what if his... daily constitutional happens, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while we're all swimming. It's too disconcerting.
It's very unfortunate.
How much, if I got everything that I wanted, would my life be different? Yeah, but it wouldn't be that much different to where I'm going to have that happen once. And he didn't even say if it was at 2 o'clock every day, I could plan around it. It's like at any moment, at any time. Maybe at the dancing with my daughter at her wedding. In the pool. On a flight to Hawaii. Who needs that?
That's just rude.
I hear you, Don. It's a great...
you're entitled to your answer.
No, it's a great statement about how much you enjoy your life.
So what would
or
you
how
do?
Much you're already, or how much you're already peeing.
Well, what would you do?
My ideal life, but I guess I wouldn't take it. I don't feel like dealing with chocolate soft serve in your pants.
Every day? Randomly? Like as he said, at 3 o'clock every day, all right, I'll plan accordingly.
Let's go to... Let's hope JJ in North Carolina brings it.
JJ, I'm a JJ guy. He brings it. He's unencumbered with Michael off, so go at it.
Oh,
JJ.
My God. I feel like Danny in North Carolina. Danny in Long Island, I get to call occasionally, and I'm like sitting on hold waiting for my time. But, Michael is, running the show. He doesn't like to go to certain people.
Well, not today, brother.
I know. It's relieving. I don't know. Sometimes I'm getting nonstop criticism. I think I did a decent job, but it's all right.
Peter and I are fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Peter, you'll like this. I'm not that old, so I'm kind of listening to, older, 90s, hip-hop and rap and stuff. And I think I came across the best, verse, maybe, in hip-hop history, that classic song, Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep, when it goes to that first, verse. That might be the best verse, the build-up, the lyrics, and then that build-up to, to the chorus.
Hold on. You're just now discovering hip hop classics, and you just now listen to Shook Ones by Mobb Deep.
Yeah,
I've always been into Biggie. I've always been into Biggie, Tupac, LL Cool J. I've known them, but I didn't. I think I've heard that song on clips and stuff, but I haven't heard the actual.
How old are you? How old are you, JJ?
22.
22. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
So, yeah.
You're now.
I love that kind of stuff. Great.
You've got. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I strongly recommend
the new rap and stuff. Oh, it's just too much. And this whole controversy going on with Cole and Ken, it's such a blank show.
Interesting.
I like that.
All right, what else you got?
I love it.
For the Knicks, right? I'm of the belief that you get it whoever you get, you go and roll with it. The Sixers, the Heat, they're good teams, but the Knicks, there's a reason why they're the number two seed. They've been battling injuries the whole year without Brunson for a time, OG obviously for a lot of time, Randall, damn near the whole season. So, I mean, you're one of the best teams. Don't show themselves, they shouldn't sell themselves short and, you know, wanting to play the Magic or the Pacers. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I mean,
I get it.
You know, the Magic, the Pacers, they're going to be a great team, you know. You guys called me the Grizzlies Ira because I'm a big Grizzlies fan, but my family's from New York, so I'm going to be rooting for them. It's going to be a big Knicks household here, and I think they have a real good chance of at least getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe further. The Celtics are good. Their bench is kind of empty. They don't have your guy Marcus Smart anymore, Peter. But you know, I'm confident in them. You know, this is a really deep team. So let's see what we can do. You know, Sixers, Embiid, let's go. Let's go. Let's ride up. Get hyped. Get into it. Let's go, Knicks, baby.
Okay.
Calm down, JJ. But everybody's going to have their preference, right? Be like the Rangers finished with the best record in the NHL. They win the President's Trophy. But you were probably, as a Ranger fan, had a team you would want to face over another. It's not that you're scared of them. It's just that, I'd rather face Philadelphia than Washington, or I'd rather face Pittsburgh than Detroit. Something like that. It's the same thing here. I don't think anybody is telling you to be afraid of either of the teams. It's just that you have to have a preference. I'm sure Thibodeau's got a preference. He's gonna sit down tonight. I'm telling you. Let me ask you this, Peter. When they all sit around, the coaching staff gets together and watches the game tonight, are they gonna watch it and go, I don't care who we play? Or are they all collectively going to be rooting for one team in particular? I think it's going to be rooting for one team in particular.
It's a great question, and the question was asked to Dante DiVincenzo. Let's hear from him.
He's not going to answer it.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you look at their teams, I'm not saying they're the same, but they both have, you know, dynamic bigs. You know, they have good guard and wing play. So, and they play, you know, a really good defensive team, both of them. So, and they're really well coached. So those are the things that you look for. It's not a surprise that, you know, they're one win away from being in the, you know, out of the play-in and stuff like that. So you have to acknowledge that, but, you know, we're not stressed of, you know, we want this matchup, we want that matchup. No, we don't duck any smoke, and we just want to play whatever, you know, whoever we play.
That's the answer. But deep down inside, he envisions a team he'd like to play.
So you're saying it's the answer, but deep down it's not the answer.
Well, you don't want to say that. What do you think would happen if he said, oh, I think we match up better with the Heat, I want the Heat? It would blow up. So you don't want to do that, but I'm just saying, Peter, just like with Would You, as much as Michael's irritated by it and all that, our answer is never like no answer, or, you know, I'll take either one. Well, we answer the question. If they had to answer the question, they'd be able to answer it. They've got a team.
You're saying we don't do these things in a vacuum.
Well, I just think that everybody's got a preference. You think that there's going to be tough guy fans who are going, I don't care, I'll take either one of them. All right, but you've got to tell me one of them has to be a little tougher than the other. They can't be identical. Even Dante says they have a lot of similar things, but they're also different. So there's got to be some edge, right? It's like these people, I don't vote. Both candidates stink. Well, one's got to stink a little less than the other. You got to vote for somebody.
You want to give us your election take as well?
I will tell you, I believe one stinks less than the other.
I love what you're saying.
That's what I'll say.
Let's go to, all right, I'm going to take a gamble, Don.
It's early Dick, and it's also late because it's late in the segment, so go for it.
Early Dick, late Dick, it's Dick in Manhattan.
Hi, Don. Hi, Peter. Listen, we are so lucky. We get LeBron still in the playoffs, and we get Ovechkin against the Rangers. Wow.
Yes.
Can't beat that. Don, I got a pet peeve, and I read the newspapers. Why do they spend so much space in the box scores with penalties and what they were, who was penalized? I'd rather just see the ice time for each player. You know, that I think would be more informative than the penalties. But
they keep track of minutes and penalty minutes. So
not in the box scores. In
no,
the
I know, but in the box. Let me ask you this, Richard, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So you're trying to, the box score is kind of supposed to be a little summary of the game.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it a better summary to know how many penalties were committed?
How many? But I don't need to know the name of the players. I don't need to know the name of the players or what time or for hooking or holding. That doesn't matter to me. You could say the Islanders had two penalties, Rangers had two penalties. And then I'd like to see the ice time. How many minutes this guy played, Sorokin played, or this one played. Anything like that. Okay. Anyway, fellas, as far as the NBA and NHL playoffs, you got to say Bettman and Silva. Man, they got it right. I don't know how they did it, how they came up with these things. And, you know, the one great thing, and baseball should copy from this, you got to have seven-game series. You can fit it in. You don't need all that travel for the first round of the baseball playoffs. Shouldn't be five. But this NBA, I mean, Greeny came on yesterday and made a statement. I mean, it's so smart. Says the Lakers should not play Denver. They should lose. And he's right. But they're going to play Denver because they won. And if you guys want to know who Denver reminds me of, old time.
Who does Denver remind you of, Richard?
The Portland Trailblazers with Bill Walton. Porter looks like Maurice Lucas. Jamal Murray looks like Lionel Hollins. And, of course, Jokic is definitely Bill Walton. If Bill Walton didn't get hurt, Peter, it would have been Walton versus Magic versus Bird in the 80s. It wouldn't have been two teams. It would have been three teams, and Portland would have been one of them. They would have been battling. But, as far as that goes, I have to say, one last thing, fellas, last thing. Baseball. Don, last thing, quick. 262 games have been played in baseball.
Yes.
262. Guess how many the home team have won?
Is it split down the middle?
262. Guess.
Wow.
How many have been won by the home team?
150.
No, 123, which means less than half, which shows you in baseball, the playoffs put one game at the worst record team, six games at the better record. So this way you have something to play for. And it really won't be much of an advantage. Won't be.
I'd like to talk about later because we got Woodja coming up.
Yeah.
Mets win, they win. 9-1 your final. Is this idea that the Lakers should have tanked last night? I have a big time opinion on that.
Really?
Yes.
All right. We'll do Would You next.
Me during Would You?
I want to hear that. We'll do Would You. We'll talk about the Belichick of it all.
And I apologize. I said Would You. That's too intelligent.
Speaking of being intelligent, Don,
yes.
Talk to me about baths.
Well, and also clean. Don LeGrecker here to tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy. One expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It's done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful. It's a high-quality permanent solution. Bath Fitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom for a limited time get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. So start designing your bath today at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter. Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 2.5S Select all-wheel drive for just $239 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R04133315. MSRP $30,750. Ends 4/30/24.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really?
But she's total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Let's not be, Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time. The Would Ya Game.
Yeah. We play it. I don't know if Michael's ever going to play it again. But we're here, Don. So at the very least, we should play it, shouldn't we?
Yes.
I'm not ending the Would You Game just because Michael threw some sort of tantrum last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long it lasts, we'll find out. Well, let's get started. One comes from Donna. Would you rather be in the deepest part of the ocean or on top of the world at the highest point, which is Mount Everest?
Oh, no, Mount Everest, and it absolutely. You know how scary the middle of the ocean would be? You wouldn't just see water. There's nothing to see. On top of Mount Everest, you'd see the world.
Well, you'd see animals down there.
In the ocean?
All kinds. Yeah.
Wouldn't you be scared?
I'd be terrified of both.
Nah, I want to be up high, man. I want to be looking down on the world.
If I could be guaranteed safety in either setting...
Well, I would think that's a given.
Then I'm going ocean. I think middle of the ocean's more interesting.
Interesting. I like what you're saying.
If I'm safe and can breathe and I don't have to worry, like, I'm not worried that I'm going to run out of oxygen, I'm going ocean. Fascinated by the ocean.
There'd be light, right? I mean, that's going to be sitting in darkness at the bottom of the ocean.
If that's the case, Don, then I'd like to amend my answer and go back to the top.
Well, I would think they give you some sort of an apparatus. You know what? I'm going to change my answer. I think you're right. There's more to look at. In the ocean. You probably see some really cool...
If you can see everything and your temperature's good and you can breathe, come on. All right, would you rather give up salt or sugar? Oof, that's a good one. Maybe one of the best questions we've gotten.
I'm a bigger sugar person than salt. I don't put salt on things. I'm not a pretzel guy, so I would give up salt in a second.
Yeah, I can survive. Like, now you'd miss it from things you're not even thinking about.
No,
like,
you're right.
It's part of. You definitely would miss it. But I think, like, for example, there are a lot of foods that the saltiness added to it, and I enjoy it. But I'd still enjoy it without salt.
It's hard to cook without salt, though.
Well, that's the thing. Do you mean it like... I'm not viewing it as literally everything it's ever a part of. Much. I mean, you can cook without salt, though. People have diets without salt all the time.
Yeah.
Low-sodium people are eating without... I think to Don's point, I'd survive without the flavor of salt better than the flavor of sugar. I mean, like, it's just so many delicious things that I enjoy. It needs some sugar. Would you rather be granted one huge wish or 100 small wishes?
100 small.
Oh, man, but Don, I mean...
What would your one big wish be?
The problem there would be the stress in deciding on the wish.
Well, but every big wish is going to come with some, like, pitfall.
You could bring your dad back. You get more time with your dad. That's in the big wish category.
But with the 100 little wishes, wouldn't there be a way to make everybody happy? Maybe not a big happy, but out of 100,
what, Don,
I think I'd be able to make it. I'm still going to stick with 100.
All right, no, that's a good choice. Would you rather pickups for the rest? I don't want to answer.
Okay, then why?
I'll go with 100 small wishes because I don't know what the big wish is.
I don't
know what it would be. All right, would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or constantly feel like you have to sneeze?
Wow, both are awkward. Both would kill careers, right? Like, you wouldn't want to do a talk show with somebody who's going, all the time. You would think there's something wrong with me.
There would be.
Also,
No. Well, I think hiccups for life would potentially push you to ending it all.
Yeah, I think so too. But also having to sneeze.
By the way, both are absolute torture. It's
this is a really good one.
It's kind of like just end it either way. I think I go.
Could you get used to hiccups over time, as opposed to always feeling like you had to sneeze and not?
It's the hiccup one is incredibly annoying. The sneeze one is like impossible. Like, I just don't think I could live like that.
Because honestly, I'm going to take the hiccups for life. Because if I've got to like perpetually sneeze and not sneeze, I don't know if you could function. Like, how you drive a car? Because that means your eyes are going to, you'd be squinting all the time. You have to have a hand free thinking that you're going to sneeze. Like, right? You wouldn't be able to function. There'd be, like, literally, you couldn't really do very much at all. The hiccups, you could still drive. You could still find something to do.
I go hiccups. You got to go hiccups.
Well, I like how we worked that out. We workshop things together, Peter.
I know, but if we land on the same page, Michael then yells at us and thinks we're against it.
Well, because when we try to workshop it, he gets mad because he wants us to give like a spontaneous answer. And he gets irritated that we think it through. But I can't not think it through.
Do you guys realize what would you Wednesday, like the level of insight it gives you into the soul of the people on the show?
Yeah.
If you missed last week, the reason Michael is essentially ready to kill the segment is because Michael asked both of us, would you accept $250 million to cheat on your wife with her best friend, but she would never find out?
Mm.
Don and I both said no, and Michael disagreed with us so vehemently that he basically claims he canceled the segment permanently. He just happens to not be here today.
You are a gutless puke.
And when I outlined my case, where I deliberately said I've experienced guilt before, and I would have traded anything to not experience it again, he still didn't see that as a valuable response. He just said the only answer was take the money. Because she's never going to know. And I said, yeah, but you can't escape the guilt no matter how much money you have. Now, listen, we have people listening right now who have cheated on their partners. They did not get $250 million. And they hate that they did it. And they have to live with it and just power through. Don, then you have people who cheated on their spouse to have no problem with it. They're marching along just fine. We didn't get $250 million.
Right.
But
those are bad people.
Perhaps.
No, they are.
If
you cheat on your wife and have zero guilt, then you're not a good person.
Well, by the way, why did you just you're a bad guy. Why did you just say cheat on your wife?
Well, because I'm a man and I'm thinking in terms of me. You know, cheat on your significant other. I should have said. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Although I just
called
watched
out by
the
co-host. That's Michael K level bad team.
I know. Although I just watched the first half of Fatal Attraction last night.
Mm.
I got to tell you, Don, watching that movie, I saw pieces of it as a little kid, and it was like a little scary. As an adult, like knowing how dumb men are, it's a terrifying movie. Terrifying. But, my point is, Don, there are people who cheat every day, and there's no money involved, and most of them feel some level of guilt. Don and I told Michael no amount of money was worth the guilt. He refused to accept it and just told us we were wrong. I mean, it was a crazy response. And he insists that we're lying. So not only does he not agree with us, he doesn't think it's humanly possible to feel the way that we felt. Isn't that telling?
Yeah, it is very telling. And you brought up Fatal Attraction. There's two cheating movies that have the complete opposite effect. The absolute fear that Fatal Attraction gives you. And the Diane Lane Unfaithful might be one of the hottest movies I've ever seen.
Well, hold on, Don. What was the last? Well, two things. Yes, people do enjoy Unfaithful, even if they're faithful. They do enjoy the movie. I get it. It is hot.
It's the greatest movie she ever made.
But Don, do you remember the beginning of Fatal Attraction? The sex scenes in Fatal Attraction are beyond, above and beyond unfaithful. Anyways, much more stuff like this to come.
My LeBron take, Mets, a lot of things coming up that are going to try to save our jobs.
Well, and we got to talk about the Belichick thing. But right now, guys, I got to tell you that the play-in tournament is in full effect. And how about this? At FanDuel, you could play your way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on three-pointers made in the Heat Sixers tonight, over-under totals for Trae Young if you want, first basket score, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Peter to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with the gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. Guys, the hardest thing about getting into shape is taking the first step. All right? Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. All right, you're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut are available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any shots. Go to njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.